Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever you are making us a part of your Tuesday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We'll take you all the way up through the end of the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific here on Fox Sports Radio. So what do you guys want to hear? The latest on Dan Snyder, or you want to hear the latest on the Baker Mayfield projected trade rumor that is out there? Which one do you want to go to?
I didn't see this one coming.
That's a tough
pick
one.
A card, yeah. Any card. Well, where we want to take this
one. Shocking. Just want to open up with the NFL Hour 3 topics that are just rinse, repeat.
It's a new audience. What do you mean? No, we've been gone for a week. There's new developments on the Baker Mayfield and Dan Snyder front. So, I mean, you know, dealer's choice, Brady. Go ahead. What do you
can you help me with what the new developments are, as I feel like most people are kind of fatigued at this point with probably both.
Okay, so Baker Mayfield, this is according to Albert Breer, and maybe we could take this up with Albert Breer when he joins us this week, but Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated was talking with Rich Eisen, and he says that the Cleveland Browns are willing to now, they have now increased the amount that they're willing to meet on the potential picking up the salary on a potential trade with Baker Mayfield. The Carolina Panthers have been one of the teams that have been discussed, but according to Albert Breer, the Browns, they're willing to pay for Mayfield. It's in the $9 to $10 million range of the $18 million that he's owed this year. So that still leaves about $8 to $9 million left over that some team would have to pick up in trying to trade for Baker Mayfield. So that's where we stand on Baker Mayfield's time in Cleveland. That's apparently still the hang up, but the Browns are slowly inching towards more and more of the contract they're willing to pick up, according to Albert Breer. So do with that what you
will. I mean, is that changed at all from what we've talked about? Like, if they want to move on.
Sounded kind of accurate to the other reports.
Yeah. Sounded like just like the other reports. Yeah.
It's just like, I don't like, who's, nobody's trading for him if they've got to pay $8 to $9 million unless they've got an injury, right? I don't understand why.
I don't even know if they're doing it then. Because there may be a better option at a better cost.
Can I just this relates to my lost luggage story? Because you know what I kept thinking in the back of my mind?
Interesting.
Was I can't blame American Airlines because I knew that was a possibility as soon as I checked my bags. Like they're inept. There's going to be something that happens, and you check. You go to the Miami airport, something's going to be jacked up. Like, it's how it is. I knew that going into it, and so honestly, my disappointment. As much as I was frustrated with American Airlines and not being able to do their job, I was like, yeah, but I put myself in that spot. The Browns put themselves in this spot. You picked up his fifth-year option. It's like you're trying to negotiate how much you're willing to pay as part of his salary, his contract. Like, pay for almost the entire damn thing because you were already planning on doing that when you picked up his option. Now you just want someone to give you a better draft pick in exchange for him. That's what this is about. It's not just about paying a portion of it. Teams are basically saying, okay, how much do you want for a second or third round pick or fourth round, fifth round pick? Because that's how much you're going to have to pay of Baker Mayfield's contract that we're going to have to absorb, and we'll give you that pick in exchange for it. If you're willing to pay $14-12 million of that. Like, that's what's happening right now.
By the way, the later this goes, the worse it is for him trying to get a starting gig, right?
Not necessarily. It just depends on the elements that make it difficult will always be the elements that make it difficult. The conditions are not going to change. All right. So, but the idea of it here for me is, and here's where Q is 100% correct on, is this a hot take? Is this a new topic? Here we go. I'm going to repeat myself. They're not letting him go just to let him go when they got to pay him that guaranteed money when the person that they're letting him go for is facing a year-long suspension. And Baker Mayfield is clearly a better player than the two they have backing up the current starter of the team. If you get into the season and you're S-ing the bed, they may call on their employee that they have not had in the locker room. Heck, I'm not certain that they may not have him come around in the preseason. I just don't know how they may handle this because the situation is so complicated for Cleveland. They cannot get out of this situation. They're not, like, it's clear now they're not going to get out of it.
Okay, let me ask you a question. More likely to start a game for the Browns this year? You got
$100. Deshaun Watson or Baker?
Yeah, you got $100. Deshaun Watson or Baker Mayfield?
I think the odds are way more in favor of Baker Mayfield, if you ask me.
Like, this whole thing is such a disaster.
It really is.
I mean, that's just crazy.
It is crazy, but it's the Browns. I mean, I can't tell you how many times. I mean, just it's such a different organization than the franchise I grew up watching. And honestly, I feel like I'm a fan of. Like, I have to differentiate that because, like, people will come up and they'll be like, oh, you're just bitter because things didn't work out when you were in Cleveland. I'm like, well, who have they worked out for? Like, for real, like, who have they worked out for? One, it's not bitterness. It's like I want to see them getting back to a team that was competitive and consistently be the team that left and went to Baltimore. Like, I mean, that's what I want to see. At least that's the fan of me, the childhood Browns fan. You know, the former player. I just want to see them be good. To see them be good, like. My rookie year, we were 10-6. We didn't make the playoffs, but that was fun. I mean, it was fun for the fans. It was fun for the city of Cleveland. Like, I want to see them have success for those reasons. But, I mean, it just ownership time and time and time again plays a factor in all this. And they signed up for something that I don't know how you unravel this thing. You know, maybe there's some out clauses within this guaranteed monies that Jimmy Haslam's not going to owe. But, you know, if they don't see anything for Deshaun Watson for another year from now because of a suspension, and then Baker's like, nope, like, why would I want to come back and play for you guys What, you're going to make me because you picked up my option? Even, meanwhile, you just traded for a dude who can't even play? Like, I kind of see all angles of it, and it's,
but there's,
it's
another
messed up.
Angle. But there's another angle to that, though, Q. Like, if you think about it, he's playing with house money if they were to do that. And to handle it that way, that would be kind of that.
What, Baker Mayfield-esque?
I mean, yeah. But here's the thing. You can expect that, but if he came in and was like, I'm going to do this. I love my town. I love my teammates. Like, I'm going to do this. He could turn out to be one of the biggest, best feel-good stories of the entire season if he found a way, and the Cleveland Browns found a way, and Stefanski and those guys found a way to win.
Plus, it'd be better for what we do. I mean, it'd make the, you know, covering the Browns that much more interesting. I did think this was funny. Jadeveon Clowney came out and said that the reason he chose
was Deshaun.
Yeah, because he wanted to play with Deshaun Watson.
Did he get a settlement payment to do that?
Hey, dude, you signed a 1-year deal. You're not playing with Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. I got news for you. That's not happening. It just, I do wonder though. So the feeling for Stefanski and some of those coaches and some of the people in the building, it's got to be an uneasy feeling, right? You have no idea who your starting quarterback's going to be this year. I mean, we're approaching July. Training camp's a little over a month away, and you don't know who your starting quarterback's going to be. And this is kind of a big year for Stefanski, considering you went to the playoffs, you had a bad down season last year, the Bengals, your in-state rival, just won a Super Bowl, Baltimore's looking to bounce back, Pittsburgh's got a quarterback change, and you don't know who the hell your quarterback's going to be this season. It's got to be an uneasy feeling for Stefanski in that building.
That's pretty wild. You have no idea who your starting quarterback is.
And July is coming up in, what, a week and a half?
And here's what's crazy. You want to know what's the craziest part of that, guys, is that you just paid all that money to who your starter is supposed to be, and you don't know who your starter is going to be.
That's what's crazier to me. It's not that you don't know who your starter is going to be. Because right now, if we said, hey, who's the Pittsburgh Steelers starter week one? We might lean and say it's Mitchell Trubisky or another veteran on the roster, but they drafted Kenny Pickett in the first round. Could be Kenny Pickett. Like, there's other teams who are in the position where they've got a quarterback competition. Do we know if it's Drew Locke? Do we know if it's Geno Smith? I mean, in Seattle, do we know what it's going to be? Same thing in Carolina. Like, you can make those cases, but it's to me, it's what LaVar said. It's the money. It's like you've invested between Baker a year ago and then this past offseason in Deshaun Watson. You've invested a quarter of $1 billion in quarterbacks, neither of which may be playing week one for you. Like, that to me is mind-boggling.
It's just, oh, man.
The two highest-paid players on your team are not playing. That's the Cleveland Browns.
I feel bad, though.
And don't feel bad because you did it. That was self-inflicted. The two highest players on your team will not be playing.
Hey, but Brady, are there people back home that are still Browns fans that are, like, asking you, like, hey, man, like, what the F? Like what's the feeling in Cleveland? I'd love to know the feeling in Cleveland to where even if Deshaun Watson does play, you feel kind of guilty because now you're cheering on a guy who's got all this baggage. But then the reality sets in that, well, yeah, but he's probably not going to play. So you're probably going to be a non-playoff team again this year. When everybody felt like they had turned the corner, you won a playoff game on the road, you were competitive against Kansas City, then last year happens, and now you've got this disaster on your hands. It's just like that's got to be it's just an awful time to be a Cleveland Brown fan right now.
Rough, yeah, I could give you a better sense of it next week. Like, I will be going back to Ohio shortly, so I'll give you a better sense then, like what people think. But you get people asking all the time, like, what do you think's going to happen? I think people are more curious about, maybe this is an indictment on the NFL, but in all honesty, I think there's a lot of people who are more curious whether or not he's just going to play. I mean, everyone says the contract, it's crazy considering the circumstances. Like, everyone agrees on that. But there's, you know, there's in some ways this thought that, like, hey, we just want to win. Like, we are desperate to win. And I don't know that there's anyone who's, like, taking the high road and saying, I'm not going to root for them because of what he's being accused of. Like, I haven't heard that from fans. It's more of like, do you think he's going to play? Do you think he's going to be suspended? And then they kind of just shake their heads. They're like, same old Browns. Like, that's more the response that I get when I talk to people. But I mean, like I said, I'll give you a better sense next week.
Oh, man. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. Brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club. The Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. All right, so coming up next, somebody made a bold claim and a bold prediction for the upcoming NFL season. We will get into that for you right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up later on this hour, the return of the BQ News. I cannot wait for some BQ News.
I've got a really interesting one to kick off the conversation. I'll leave it at that.
I'm excited.
I don't want to take.
Is it from Florida?
It's not Joe Biden falling on his bike.
No, no, no. I don't want to take a topic from you.
He's doing well, by the way.
It was a funny fall.
Is Amber Heard going to be featured in this edition of the BQ News?
No, look, I'm not. You know what? I'm not bringing that up.
Okay,
I know what you're referring to, the TJ Maxx shopping.
Like, what's wrong with shopping at TJ Maxx? I feel like that's unfair.
To me, it's so stupid.
I agree.
I don't know if there's an agenda behind it or not. I've heard those theories. LeVar, if you're not aware,
I'm not.
Amber Heard was seen at a TJ Maxx shopping. Now people are like, "Whoa, look, she doesn't have any money to pay. That's why she's at TJ Maxx." Which, who knows? Maybe it was the closest store. Full disclosure, I was at a pool. This is like a year ago, and I needed a pair of swim trunks, and I didn't want to leave my wife there with the three kids because it's like kind of a daunting task, right?
I remember this story.
And so I literally went, I hit up Jonas. And I was like, "Hey, I need a pair of swim trunks. It's TJ Maxx," or what was the other one? Marshalls, maybe?
Maybe like Ross.
Ross, yeah, yeah.
Why are you laughing when you say it, though? Because, what's the problem with going into a place like that?
Because he knew who to call that would have the scoop on.
I was like, hey, I got to make a decision quick. We're at this pool. It's really close to this.
That's crazy. Which, you didn't know, Brady, but go ahead.
Well, it's not that. I figured he would have the inside knowledge of it. Okay. Here's the thing is, he gave me zero help.
Oh, come on.
I went to both places, could not find a bathing suit that like literally could fit me. There was no options whatsoever.
You're 11 feet tall and jacked. All right, people like you don't shop at Ross.
Here's what I ended up getting, though. I did find it. Well, first off, I brought one pair up. The lady at the counter looks at me. She goes, honey, those are way too big for you. Like, it was like a 42 waist. I was like, I'm just going to tie the drawstring tight. I don't have many options. And she's like, try going to this store. So I go to this other store, and I found one, like, fit my waist size. And so then I go to buy it. I get to the pool. I go change the bathroom. It will not fit around my thighs.
Oh.
I had to have my wife
cut them.
Go get a butter knife. And I literally had to slit them up the side so I could fit, so I could get in the pool and, like, help swim with the girls.
I would have went in my underwear. Under Armoured out. I'd have been Under Armour up in that joint.
I mean, I don't
like,
know.
Is dad, in his compression shorts again? Is dad in his compression shorts again? I mean, my swim trunks.
Is that Chris Jones?
I don't think I would have been able to remain in my, you know, skivvies.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Yeah, listen.
You wear them different types, them zebra
somebody,
prints.
As somebody who is... Hey, I was at a Ross Dress for Less.
Hey, LeVar, maybe I wasn't wearing any.
You're a Washington guy. All right, okay.
Hey, man, I was at a Ross Dress for less than 2 weeks ago. No shame in that. Let Amber Heard shop where she wants to shop. All right, stop judging her. It's embarrassing what people are doing to her.
Okay.
So that's what won't be appearing in the BQ news.
Well, she already appeared.
Yeah, so there it is.
Jonas had to get that out.
I just wanted to make sure I didn't spoil anything. By the way, we are brought to you by...
So you was trying to put that back at him, right? Because he got you earlier
not at all.
Deshaun Watson.
No, not at all.
That's what
not
it was.
All. Not absolutely not at all.
Okay.
Do want to let you know we are brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club, though. The Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. All right, so Brady's guy, Chase Claypool, Golden Domer. Notre Dame legend Chase Claypool. He was on the I Am Athlete podcast, and he made a bold prediction and a proclamation about himself as a wide receiver in the NFL. Here was Chase Claypool.
I know for a fact I am not like the rest of the guys in the NFL.
Talk.
I know I'm a top 5 receiver.
Yeah.
I know I'm a top 3 receiver.
Yeah.
Keep going. You know, I just got to prove to people, right? When I'm working, I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm a dog.
So top 3 wide receivers, according to Chase Claypool.
I don't have a problem with this.
Either.
I mean, come on. LeVar, everyone feels like they're the best at what they do. Whether the outside perception is that or not,
you got
to
feel
that's
that
the
way.
Confidence you have to have.
You got to have it. Whether it's true or not, you got to have it.
Now, so you're saying it's not true? Is that what you're saying? He's not a top 3 wide receiver?
It doesn't matter what I think.
You segued it. Yeah, you segued it.
So he also said on the I Am Athlete podcast.
Hold on. Yeah. Let's not go by this for a second. Can you play the sound again? I want you to hear everyone on that podcast egging him on.
Yeah,
to get
talk
content.
Your talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk your talk.
Yeah. Play that again.
I know for a fact I am not like the rest of the guys in the NFL.
Talk your talk. Yeah.
I know I'm a top 5 receiver.
Yeah.
I know I'm a top 3 receiver.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I just got to prove to people. Right? When I'm working, I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm a dog.
Can I just say when I'm in a room full of dudes that like, whoa, there's Brandon Marshall, oh, there's Pac-Man, like there's, you know, whoever else it may have been in there. I think what's Swaggy P?
Spritz Hitler on that one?
Not anymore.
I think they left.
Not anymore.
you got to be real careful
on that one. Here's the thing, right? When they start hyping you like that. And you're like a hero to guys or like somebody you looked up to, you start to get into it. You dig in. You're going to dig in. Like, yeah, tell them how good you are, man. I'm going to tell you how good I am. You know how good you are. I definitely know how good I am. Like, that's and good for him. Good for him. The dude can be a top 3, top 5 receiver in the league.
Hmm.
It's not anything else but what's between his two ears that will either get him there or keep him from getting there. That's what I'd say.
Here's the truth. is every player in the NFL obviously has a certain ability to be great. Like, they wouldn't be there otherwise. I know people on the outside want to argue whatever they want to argue. They've never been there, so they haven't seen it. You see guys all the time who you watch and go, okay, like, that guy's got the ability. He's got the chance. Like, was it his rookie season where he caught 3 touchdowns over, like, 100 yards one of those games early on? And he was pretty dominant. And then you kind of saw the rest of the year as it went on. He had a pretty good year. Now, again, so there's been some inconsistencies. Like, he, you know, obviously hasn't blown up to where I think he's capable of. But when you see a flash like that, you could see what he's talking about. Like, it only takes – and by the way, I mean, this isn't a knock on Ben, but it's not like
he was – I was going to say the same thing.
It's not like he's playing the prime of Ben's career.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. Not only that, but he has all the physical tools.
Yes, he does.
He has all the physical tools. And the thing about it with Claypool, to me, is when you look at how that could all play out in Pittsburgh, they are going to have to lean on him to be that number one guy. He has number one guy written all on him. So all he has to do is do it. Before you do it, I'll say this, and I'll relate this to me because this is kind of relatable to what Claypool just did. When Chris Claiborne won the Buckus Award, they asked me about, you know, him winning it. And I was like, man, Chris Claiborne is a dope football player. Like, brings that wood. He's like a linebacker like me. He's a big, tall linebacker, can run, can do it all, but he ain't me. And if there was ever a doubt about that, I'm going to show y'all next year. It's not about me attacking Chris or disrespecting Chris. It was about me turning the spotlight on watch what I do. So now Chase Claypool went on one of the hotter, you know, more talked about and watched content shows in I Am Athlete podcast. And now he's put the spotlight on him. So yeah. If he goes out there and he does what he's supposed to do, you know what everybody's going to start saying? He's like, that's a top three, top five in the game. So you got to put the spotlight on yourself sometimes in order for people to actually start to look at you in that light to begin with.
He's 6'4", 240. Big, I didn't know he was that big. Man.
Well, he weighed into the – remember that was when he weighed into the combine at that weight? I told – this was back, obviously, before this show – because I Chase being a Notre Dame guy and who he's represented by, I was like, what happened there? And this is one of the best stories. Like, this is a straight combine story. So everyone when they go to the combine now is so concerned because of the travel of being dehydrated and then what their weight is, right? You do your weigh-ins before you do all the on-field stuff and all that jazz. And so, you know, he was so concerned about hydration, pounding water, pounding water, pounding water. He ends up weighing 8 pounds bigger than really what he plays at. And so people started looking at him thinking, well, he's going to be a tight end at 238 and 6'4", right? That frame could build into a 250-pound tight end. And then you're like, no. He's got the speed of a wide receiver. He just drank too much water. Like, he's not going to be that heavy when he actually plays. But to your point, he's got the measurables. And then what LeVar said, man, it's like – some guys play better when they have to put it out there like that. Mm-hmm. Like that's the reality. It's like they need to put it out there to then be able to back it up. Like I knew a bunch of guys who, like, whether you call it self-talk or whatever you want to define it as, they would need to put that out there in order to be able to go achieve it or accomplish those goals.
He predicted 1,300 plus receiving yards, 10 plus touchdowns next season.
That's lofty.
It's lofty, but what quarterback puts him in a position to get there? Is it Trubisky
Mitch?
It could be both.
Mitch is what you think.
You think
it could be both.
Or is it Kenny Pickett?
It could be both.
Yeah.
They got a running game that could keep the defense honest where you don't just overload and pass rush and cover. They you know, obviously they got Najee. So I think it could be both. It just depends on how, to me, and I'll defer to you on this one, Q, but I think it just schematically speaking, that's what it's going to depend on.
Well, I'll put it this way. He's going to have a lot of one-on-one opportunities. Because they're just going to try to stop the run and put it on these quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's Trubisky or Kenny Pickett. I would be playing 7-8-man boxes the entire time because I want to see if they can beat us throwing the football. Like, because I'm not going to let you run against me, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the one thing you know that they're going to try to improve upon and they're going to try to do is run the football so they don't have to put it either on a rookie shoulder or on Mitch Trubisky's shoulder. Mm-hmm. And so if that's the case, like Chase Claypool, the rest of their wide receiver core, they're all going to have, you know, the chance to actually show out like that.
And by the way, remember a day after the draft, we were looking at Rookie of the Year odds, and they had Drake London as the at DraftKings as the Rookie of the Year favorite. It's now changed, and rightfully show. So Kenny Pickett is now your favorite to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, plus 500, followed by Treylon Burks, Drake London, and Christian Watson.
Does that mean he's starting? I mean, that's kind of a – someone knows something.
Yeah, so we get to watch a little camp battle involving the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up. LeVar's Pittsburgh Steelers, by the way.
Yeah, no doubt. Right.
We are brought to you. We are brought to you
to the soil, baby.
By Dollar Shave. By the way, you're wearing a Cleveland Cleveland Guardians hat.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, put it back in the holster there.
Come
get me. Yeah. Can't cancel me.
Formerly known.
Yeah.
Tribe time now. That's what you used to say, man. Yeah. That's what you used to say. Tribe time now, baby.
Yeah. But you, as a Pittsburgh guy,
I do have an Ohio hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but we have a healthy respect for one another's states. Like we look at each other as mirror images in terms of high school.
Wait, I thought the Big 33 is that what it's
Ohio.
Called? The Big 33
Ohio.
Game? That's like bad blood there though.
It's not bad blood.
No?
It's competitive.
It's competitive. Yeah, it's competitive. It's respect.
We bang with one another. Like we look at everybody else like don't talk about Texas, don't talk about Florida, don't talk about California. If you want to talk about football, like royalty, it's Ohio and Pittsburgh.
I believe there was a stat,
you know, but Pittsburgh.
That there was a player from the Big 33
played
the Super Bowl every year for a period of time.
For a really long time.
Yeah,
for a really long time. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. What about the Big Six, the Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor, which brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth? Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. All right, let's go over to Eddie Garcia for the latest.
What's up, E?
We got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Out of golf. Brooks Koepka, four-time major winner, is leaving the PGA Tour to join the LIV Golf Series.
Ooh, the takeover.
Won the PGA Championship in 2018 and 19, won the U.S. Open in 2017 and 2018. He's a eight-time PGA Tour winner, and he is going to cash in and apparently leaving the PGA Tour.
How much is he getting paid? Do we have a number?
I don't have a number on that.
Oh, man.
Can we talk about this
100 million?
After the update?
Yeah. Please
can we talk about this after the update? Okay.
100 million, I'm going to go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever it is, it's going to be significant. I can assure you of that. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs with Game 3 in Tampa. The Lightning get a much-needed win, beating the Avalanche 6-2. Steven Stamkos and Andre Palat each a goal and an assist. Colorado goalie Darcy Kemper allowed 5 goals on 22 shots and was pulled from the game. So Tampa Bay's now won 8 straight at home this postseason, while Colorado's 7-game road playoff win streak comes to an end. Avalanche still have the lead in the series 2-1. Game 4 will be Wednesday again in Tampa. In baseball, the Yankees beat the Rays 4-2. New York is the first team in the major leagues to hit the 50-win mark this season. Now a major league best 50-17 so far. Brewers shut out the Cardinals 2-0. Corbin Burns and two relievers combining on a 2-hit shutout. Milwaukee's won 4 in a row, and they're a game up on St. Louis atop the NL Central standings. The Padres beat the Diamondbacks 4-1. San Diego moves back into a tie with the idle Dodgers for first place in the NL West. The Braves, another win as they walk off with a 2-1 victory over the Giants. Atlanta now 16-2 in the month of June. The Mets shut out the Marlins 6-0. Tonight in baseball, we have the Atlanta Braves hosting the San Francisco Giants in our Discover Card Key matchup brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Now back to LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox in the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Thank you, Eddie. Two pros and a cup of Joe here at Fox Sports Radio. Brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor, which brings noticeably smooth shaves with six stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores.
You got problems, Jonas.
How about
your problems are real, too, bro.
Hey, how about that linebacker who plays golf, Brooks Koepka, all 180 pounds of him.
He's taking the muscles over there, over to live, huh?
Look, how at some point people have got to just acknowledge these guys have seen somebody walk through the door, get paid a significant amount of money, and they're like, why am I here? Yeah, like, why don't I go knock on that door?
Look, here's what I find interesting about it is we pick and choose when we want to pick a moral high ground to talk about. Like, okay, it's Saudi back money. And that's the issue, I think, for a lot of people because of the history of you know, the Saudi regime. And I'm not going to take it into that realm. But the reality is our country does business, trade, all that, all the time. You know, we sit there at times talk about the NBA, their relationship with China, and some of the oppression that's there. But like, we just pick and choose when we want to talk about and argue about it. So I don't know why we have so many people who can be outspoken in instances like this, because they're frustrated with someone making an individual decision to do what they feel like is in their best interest of their family. I mean, Dustin Johnson was reportedly getting $125 million. If you think for 1 second, and if that's what Brooks Koepka is getting, a nine-figure deal too, that's not gonna entice someone to go away because it's generational wealth, not just for his kids, but his kids' kids, their kids' kids. They're not going to take the opportunity to do that. You're nuts. You'd probably do the same thing. And so I think it's really interesting that that's like the one thing that people are trying to stand on at this point. Yeah. But I'm more curious to see if it's going to last. Like, you can't be shelling out all these nine-figure deals and act like this is going to last. Like, the money's going to run out at some point. But I do think the thing about golf to keep an eye on is you're not going to see throughout, like, the PGA Tour or even some of these other events outside of, like, the Masters and the U.S. Open, because those aren't, you know, governed by the PGA, right? Those are separate events. You're just not going to see the best players around the world anymore play at the PGA Tour. You're going to see them siphoned off to the LIV or if anything ever came up next. But outside of the U.S. Open, the Masters, like, that's it. Like, those are the only events you'll see these guys come back and play, and they'll finally all get together to play some of those matches.
And look, maybe, like, when the XFL, the first edition of the XFL came out years ago, there were certain things that, you know, they weren't really a threat to the NFL, but there were certain things that the NFL took from that, and it was like, okay, well, maybe we should put a camera there. Maybe we should, you know, implement some of this. Like, if anything, maybe this will rattle the cages of the PGA Tour. Maybe they'll start doing some things that they see on the LIV Tour. Like, maybe this, the way the scoreboard design is, you know, it's different from how you normally see. Like, there's a lot of old kind of antiquated presentations of PGA Tour events. Like watching the U.S. Open, man. Like, it was a fun finish, and it's great that, you know, the kid won, and, you know, Will Zalatoris just can't seem to win a tournament. But,
I like him, too.
I know. Like, he seems like a really nice guy, but there's just – It does feel a little bit kind of outdated at times. And maybe there's something they can take that'll jar them or put them in a place to where we got to start doing some different things to make more people interested in. Because you can't just keep going back to the well of propping up Tiger Woods, who's like the guy from Weekend at Bernie's at this point, and carry him to the course.
Wow.
I know, but that's all anybody holds on to.
I heard him.
Like, come on, man.
And for once, you know how I feel about
rolling
it.
Rolling him out there like he's a dead body.
I still don't understand this. What is up with you and Tiger?
I, there's nothing up with me and Tiger. I just...
Rawr. Rawr.
I mean, that agony, like, that needling me of with that is...
But that's the thing. You said there's nothing there, but there it's so nothing, weird it's, when we talk about him.
Why do you hate Tiger Woods?
I don't hate him. I just don't understand why... That why is the game still trying to stay relevant based off of him? Is I think
now they have to. They got everyone leaving for the LIV Tour. In case you missed it, Phil Mickelson's got some stuff going on. So I mean,
by the way, if Tiger leaves to the LIV Tour,
is everybody gone?
Oh my God!
Did you see the report of what they supposedly offered?
Close
to a billion.
I need a billion.
They offered
close to a billion. He's already a billionaire. Imagine being able to double your net worth with one of these deals.
By the way, I don't think they have a shortage on money. just going to throw this out there. I don't think the backers of the LIV Tour have a shortage on money.
Aren't we trying to get them to pump out some more oil at this point to lower gas prices? I mean, last time I checked, wasn't that a conversation that's out there?
Oh,
report?
Oh, my God. This is just like the whole thing is unbelievable. But
would
you
be mad if he took that billion?
No.
Is that un-American?
No.
Well, I mean, some would say it's like the most American thing to do. Well,
go get the money. That's what I was thinking. I was just getting y'all's opinion on it.
We will keep anybody updated as to who
get
else
the
is
bag.
Be joining,
that's a little bit bigger than the bag.
That's
get the
it's
Brinks.
A big boy bag.
Get the Brinks.
It's a bag bag.
Yeah, that's a bag bag.
Man, I mean,
imagine if they lost that bag at the airport.
Man, don't get me started.
Imagine
so
if
mad.
That was on the next flight to Tampa.
Can afford a lot of razors with that money. Speaking of which, the Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. How about that? All right, coming up next, we've got the return of the BQ News. It's been way too long. It's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. If you missed any of today's show, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com after we go off the air. We will be back on the air tomorrow, coming up 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific right here. And before we get into another edition of the BQ News, I want to let you know we are brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club. The 6-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold sold at DollarShaveClub.com or in stores.
News.
Turn on the news.
Let's go to the news desk.
What's the good news?
Here's Brady Quinn.
Yay!
Yes! Well, I found this one pretty interesting.
Yes!
A 66-year-old father of two. He's donated about 125 pints of blood over the past five decades. No, okay. Not that.
All right.
However, this time, he was barred from donating blood because he refused to check a box saying that he wasn't pregnant. Yeah, for some reason, as part of this donation process, even though he's a man and can't have a kid, at least not birth a child, he did not want to put down that he wasn't pregnant. He was, I don't know, put off by this.
I can't be mad at that. So somebody's going to lose an opportunity to live because you're forcing a man to put that he's not impregnated?
I don't understand. Why is there a problem? Like, why?
That seems strange.
Like, why can't he donate blood? Is this a real story or is this
it's a real story.
That's strange, man.
Yeah.
Okay, people are losing their minds. Actually, not losing, they've lost their minds. Like, we have lost our minds that nobody can use common sense anymore.
Even if it was like a clerical thing where they needed just to put down that, hey, the blood donor is not pregnant. Wouldn't you just put on the sample? Like,
male,
hey, here's the reality.
Female,
I mean, he's not pregnant because can't actually be pregnant.
Man, it's strange. Every day there's some crap like this.
Makes you lose like hope. You know, but it is what it is. Okay.
Well, how about this one?
Come on.
Be careful for those of you who ride the bus. A commercial bus driver was charged with 38 counts of reckless endangerment after blacking out behind the steering wheel, apparently while snacking on some gummies that he didn't realize had some THC in them.
Oh, man.
I mean, listen, you know, everybody.
How did you not
realize
it?
Yeah.
That's what I want to understand. How did you not realize it?
He did realize it when he was driving 38 passengers from the Mohegan Sun Casino.
Oh, nice.
Back in
March. Which one? Which one? PA or Boston?
I believe it's Connecticut.
Connecticut.
I believe it's
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yeah. You were just at the one in PA, right?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Just making sure. I don't take no buses if it was there.
Selling gummies there?
Yeah, I don't know.
How could you not know the gummies at THC?
Look here, right, man. You're not getting, unless somebody did a weird ass joke on them where they put them in like, took them out of the container and put them in like a Ziploc bag. Now, I could see that, but they don't even look like the regular ones you would get.
Right. So,
and he knew what he was doing. He just didn't know how bad he was getting into it. He thought he could handle it. That's what it was. He could.
I wonder how many he ate, though, before.
Hey, bro, it don't take many.
No, well.
Tell you that.
You think, though.
A dab would do you, I'll be honest with you. Just being honest. You go more than one, you're taking a chance. You go more than two, you're gonna go to sleep.
Just pass out,
bro. You're gonna feel that body deal. You're gonna fall asleep. Like
never had
Well, I got back
of drugs, issues. By the way. Speaking of drugs,
hey, hold on now. That's a strong word, but go ahead.
The U.S. Border Patrol, they did confiscate $60,000 worth of meth.
Gummies.
It was shoved in booster seats.
Meth gummies.
No, this was actually just the powder.
Just the powder. Yeah. Okay.
So what, the child boosters at restaurants you get?
No, not like those seats. Oh. Like the ones you put in a car.
Like the car seats.
Yeah.
Man, they were inside of the car seats.
I mean.
Interesting.
I wonder, like, what's the most elaborate place. No, don't answer that.
I was about to say, you already know.
You got to stop doing that on air,
I didn't mean to. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because there is an elaborate place.
I didn't
know. And you would have to check that box. You know what? And you might not have to check.
It's despicable. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.